This is the Nonprofit in the Spotlight on Aspen Public Radio. I'm Cornelia Carpenter, and this month, I'm speaking with the Aspen Poet Society. Their mission? To promote and give the public access to poetry in all forms, including written and spoken poetry.
Well, it wasn't quite a boy meets girl story, but more like marketer meets poet.
Lisa Max Zimmet and Kim Nuzzo are the co-founders of the Aspen Poet Society. Celebrating its ninth year this month, the organization was formed after Zimmet, who was doing marketing for the former Zele Cafe in Aspen, had the idea of bringing live poetry to the cafe after a series of successful events with music.
I kind of said to myself, I brought art to Zele Cafe and I brought some live music. It'd be great to have poetry here on a regular basis. So I approached Kim, and the Aspen Poet Society was born that summer. We nurtured it, got it into a usable format, and in October of 2006, we launched the first live poetry night at Zele Cafe.
And since its start, the Poet Society has maintained a loyal following of poets and audience members. When I asked Zimmet about why she chose poetry,
I had a minimal history with it. I had an interest in it. Not much of a poet myself, but I appreciate the art form and form of expression. And there was no other poetry group at that time that I was aware of where poets could come and do open mic and share the spoken word with fellow poets and with the listening audience.
Nuzzo, however, is a poet.
I remember reading once, almost all 15-year-olds write poetry. But it's only poets that are still writing poetry after 50. So I'm one of those, you know, who started about 15 in the usual male teenage angst, and it just stayed with me.
The group now meets at Victoria's Cafe in Aspen, where every month, poets, musicians, and a featured, often out-of-town poet, fill the evening with spoken words and music. Nuzzo says that finding a space for live poetry readings is tricky.
First of all, you need the commitment of the venue to be sensitive to the reading. You know, when you hear a musician talk about going to a venue and playing and just being the wallpaper, well, it's the same for a poet. So you need a commitment that it's going to be quiet. So machines, for example, Victoria's is so accommodating in that they, when the poetry reading starts, actually when the music starts, they start turning off the espresso machines, which can be very noisy, so that the audience can hear and be attentive to the artists who are sharing their work.
Zimmet and Nuzzo say that the organization is flourishing. The live poetry readings can have audiences up to 40 people. A good sign that the public's interest and awareness of poetry is growing. Zimmet says that poetry is for everyone, no matter what age.
It's so wonderful to have a 16-year-old poet and talk about what her life is, living in the valley, trying to grow up. What are the challenges? Now, for somebody, the senior citizens who have long passed that stage of their lives, all of a sudden, the insight one can gain as to what is it like to be 16 years now? And then I guess the flip side of that is young people are hearing perhaps the words of those who are entering the autumn of their years and getting some insight from that.
And Nuzzo says that he believes poetry really is for everyone and hopes that more people are able to find a place for poetry in their lives.
I call it the democratization of poetry, meaning that it's not just for the academics, that it's opened up to the local community. We are a grassroots organization, a true grassroots arts organization, which that's one of the things I'm most proud of, because sometimes the local poets, artists, painters of all stripes can get left behind. So as a grassroots organization, that's one of the things that I think we have done is we've provided a venue for local people to be able to share their art.
To learn more about the Aspen Poet Society and their monthly live poetry readings, or to find out more about the Nonprofit in the Spotlight feature, visit us at aspenpublicradio.org.